All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the last dick of the season. Last dick of the year. So, we'll have more dick next year because we've got a lot more to explore in episode 10, right? And a lot more games, too. They're really starting to pile on me, but that's neither here nor there. So, let's go ahead and get started. And all that's left is to ignite the shots like this. Cool, huh? How can you drink that? Won't you catch on fire? Obviously, you should put out the fire before you drink it. With your palm, like this. Oh, fuck! Derek, what'd you do? Don't panic, it's just a small house fire. No one's ever died from that. Get a fire extinguisher. Blows frenetically. Should we use water? Huh? Won't that make it worse? I don't know. Blows frenetically. Get back! Huh? It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Ground control, this is a beautiful night for new steps of man. Prepare for liftoff. Rocket man! Ow, 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 fuck my nuts! Fuck! Oh, they got it. No flaming shots. We don't want to cause a forest fire. Hear, hear. Can I still help out with the alcohol? Yeah, sure. Let's get into some specifics. We need to be smart with the budget for this party. About the alcohol. It's for us guys and whoever might show up after our barbecue. We should bring some extra. How much do we have left after our Halloween party? Some, not a lot. We could use it, but many bottles are half full or less. Oh, party budget, $20. What do you want to do? Dick's Thanksgiving. When? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Where? By the lake. What? Barbecue and chill.
What, you gotta pay for your leftover alcohol you already own?
Girls or dicks only? Hots. Budget. Sparse. Drinks. Alcohol from Halloween. Buy more. B-Y-O-B. Food. Quality food or something cheaper. Activities, do we need it or keep it casual? Alright, so we have $20 to plan the party. So what are we doing? New alcohol, leftover alcohol, or just bring your own fucking beer?
New alcohol.
You want to do new alcohol?
Yeah.
Let's splurge on some new alcohol then. It's for showing the dicks our thanks after all. I wish John Boy could help us with food. I'm sure he won't mind us asking. Still, it should be us who plans this. It can also be nice for him to catch a break and enjoy himself. Oh, did I, no, I did. Hold on, let me see. I don't think I did. Okay, there. Still, it should be us who planned this. It can also be nice for him to catch a break and enjoy himself. What food should we buy? Alright, let me check something real quick, make sure we're still going. After I did that, yeah, we're good. Alright.
Barbecue pork.
Let's buy some pork and the fixings needed for the barbecue. Nothing too fancy. Camping and the barbecue put aside, should we do something else for them? Should I bring my guitar? You could, but we could play some games, maybe? We can always dust off the beer pong table. It's not that heavy to bring with us. That'd work. Beer pong usually gets expensive. Beer pong or nothing? Let's do beer pong. Because I think there's a mini game. Beer pong would be fun. I think they'll enjoy it. It looks like we have a plan here. As for the details, how about this?
How does beer pong cost more than new alcohol?
I don't know. Uh-oh! It's back to haunt us. We got $14. We gotta invite a lot of chicks. Six? I wanna get drunk. At least two liquor would be cool. Let's do a beer night. No hard liquor, okay? We gotta invite a lot of chicks. Free food will make sure no one's hungry. I feel like smoking some tonight. Music should be blasting. Three or so. Music will cheer me up. Two speakers. We got two for music. Beer should be flowing. Six beers. I want to get drunk. At least two liquor would be cool. Alright, so what are we going to do? Alright, so those guys are all happy. I don't have any drugs. I don't see anything about trash cans. At least two liquor would be cool. But see, I put chicks over there. Oh, you don't put chicks around me. I think there's enough chicks. Four. We got music. See, they found another punk band that wanted to be in there. We might do this one almost perfect, mate. Got 51% so far. Feel like smoking some. He wants. Oh, we don't have any food.
Yeah, the food part.
But it's not lighting up. Alright, so when I take it out, it says 41. I bought food, but nobody wants it. Gonna be a little hard to do this.
Yeah.
This guy is. Free food will make sure no one's hungry. Activated by trash cans. Okay, so the beer isn't activated by... Hold on. Kegs! No, they're activated by cups. The beers are activated by the cups. Alright, so what we're gonna do is put another beer here. I see how this works now.
How do you activate the ladies?
They're activated. They're... It's just, they're just there. Okay, so the drugs aren't activated by anyone. The food's activated by the trash cans. We don't have any food. Oh, we didn't buy food, we bought snacks. Another trash can. $47. We were higher before. Bringing her back didn't help. No.
I walked in on him getting railed.
Oh, yeah, by a tranny.
Nah. I heard by Dwayne. Like, I was thinking he was talking about Dwayne the Rock.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not either.
It's going to be so hard for me to think of him knowing he did that shit.
Going to give it to you, jabroni.
No.
Give it up to the people's elbow. Literally up to it.
Oh. All right, so we're gonna buy this. I think we got it. Okay, so this is activated by the trash cans. Now I have food now. Because I bought some food. I actually have three things of food, so we're up to 47%. So what is this going to be for? This is activated by the what? Activated by cups. Activated by trash cans. Not activated. Activated by cups. Liquor is activated by cups. He's not happy, because he wanted a beer-only party, so let's not do that. Because this doesn't change our game anyway, it's just... No hard liquor. There isn't any. I guess I need another beer. Yeah, I need another cup and another beer. Now they're good. 36? How do we go down... We made that guy happy. And he's like, let's invite a lot of chicks. And then... Well, do you have to invite? Do you have to? Hold on. He wants, okay, so here's what everybody wants. That, that, and that. Oh, I think I know how you're supposed to fucking play this shit. So, really, you're supposed to, this guy here, like, he wants snacks. So you get snacks and you connect to him. See? And now he's got that done. But he's still not connected to food. He wants to be connected to food. So, you've got to connect him to food. And by doing that... So this is going to be connected to... Because he said snacks, right? Alright, hold on. Yeah, he wants snacks. That's food and that's snacks. So we're going to put food right here. See? Now he's on three. And now we have to get him connected to beer. So to get him connected to beer, we got him here. And now he's all, should be fully connected. Oh, he needs another beer. So he needs to be connected to one more beer. So we'll basically take the beer that he's connected to and put it here. See, now he's all 100%. That's hard. And then you have to do, I want to get drunk. At least two liquor would be cool. So he's going to have liquor connected to him. So you're going to have a cup here because it's activated by that. Oh, wow. Hold on. Okay, liquor is activated by cups. So we have cups right here. We got a cup here, we got a cup here. We're gonna get rid of this. We're gonna put liquor right here. Now it's done. He's one of them. But he also, but he wants beer. So what do? Sell the liquor and buy beer? I guess. Like these little things, they take a while. Let's sell the liquor. Apparently I can't sell the liquor. It won't let me do it. Wow, because that's the leftover liquor. All right. Did anybody want decor? One person. $27. But these guys are pretty green. I don't know why he's not gonna. He wants to be connected to a keg. We don't have the money for that. But he wants two liquor. And you know how you activate liquor? With a cup. And we'll move this girl over here. Okay, we'll move another cup. Boom. Now we're up to 47. All right, so. He needs two. We don't have enough decor for that. So we can't make everybody happy. That's one thing you can't do. He wants two guys. I don't want him connected to John Boy. Alright. No, he needs to be connected to two guys. What? So. Now he's okay. But he's not. Because he wants to be connected to one girl. And one guy. Wow. You know what? I'm thinking about bowing out of this one. The guy's making it way too fucking hard. Yeah, that'll work. I'm not too sure about this. I would have done it differently, but okay. I guess we're not hiring strippers. Could we ask the Hots to come? Maybe they want to camp with us. I can always check with them. Maybe we can come up with something. After the barbecue, we can invite the girls to hang with us. I like the sound of that. I need a rematch after the Halloween fiasco. I'm not going to sleep in my tent alone, let me tell you that much. Alright, we're done here for tonight. I guess the only question that remains is, who would tell John Boy's darling kitchen caught on fire? So, there is one thing I've got to say here. One thing that I have noticed is there's shitloads of fucking minigames in this episode, and I'm not really crazy about it. Mm-hmm. I'll say one reason why, and I was actually going to put this on the server where Cake himself is there, because I want him to know. These games are mainly about character relations. Whether it's sexual or not, it's mainly about the relations between characters. And the story, right? So if you put all these little fucking mini games in there, it kind of takes away from the story. People don't even really want to watch it. Because you guys just watched me fuck around with a mini game for what? 10 minutes? 10, 15 minutes? And that's stuff that you didn't get to see unfold in the story. Which is why a lot of you are here. So, Pink Cake really needs to know that, first of all, I mean, it's okay to have minigames, okay? But the thing is, there's a fish minigame, and then there was that little minigame that you did in school, in addition to the other minigame where we had to spell the words, and now we have the party minigame again. And I'm like, dude, how many minigames do we need? It's getting a little... And there was the fighting one, too, remember?
Yeah.
So there's like 5 mini games in here. It's like, okay, mate, I get it. You like to do the mini games. But, you know, my honest advice for Pink Cake would be, you could take that mini game knowledge and put it into another game altogether. Like, you don't have to make this thing Mario Party. I mean, we don't need that many mini games. And the thing that really sucks, and I want to show you guys this. Watch what happens when I push select, you know. It says, mini games on. And you say, okay, Grim, well, can I turn that off? Because maybe I don't want to play the mini games. Or maybe I'm tired of the mini games. Well, unfortunately, let's see. Let's look at prefs. Nope, you can't do that. You have a quick menu, some gallery buttons, some special effects, a fast travel, tutorials, and that's it. Where's the button that says, hey, I'm tired of the minigames. They were fun for a couple episodes, but now I want to see the story and I don't want to have to go through all these minigames or be penalized in the game for not playing them. So, I mean, and yes, I know that's how you get your money and stuff like that, but there is definitely going to be ways to compensate somebody. Because Being a Dick is a great visual novel. It doesn't need to be minigame land. It's too much. It's too much of one thing. Anyway, Quinn is laughing. Ha ha ha. Ben beat me over the head with it. It's fucking funny. Planning an outdoor party in November. Where do you come up with this shit? Derek, Jamie, and Leon thought it was a good idea. Ha ha, you guys are all morons then. I can't wait to see the clucks about how miserable that party was. Oh, didn't you hear? Hear what? You girls are doing it too. Come again? Maya's hot party. We're having it at the same spot and we'll turn it into a mixer after dinner. This is why I should be in charge of shit. Sage is fucking killing me here. Actually, it was Lily's idea to join us. I got Sage's confirmation before I picked you up. Lily? Come on. You can't trust a freshman with these decisions. Is Sage punishing me by letting Lily plan it? Gah! You're just looking to complain. Freshmen can do great with these things, too. Slow clap. Thanks to you, we'll all get pneumonia from camping in November. Good job, Grim. You nailed it. I know that's sarcasm, but I'm gonna pretend it's not. The party will be fun. Camping is optional, but you can stay in my tent if you're lucky. Only 2 creatures sleep in the woods. Bears and hobos. Those 2, huh? I can't believe you're forcing me to come. Hey, you made me come with you tonight. I was gonna relax on my couch. What are we doing here, by the way? We're hanging out. Having dinner, talking, being alone together. If I didn't know better, I'd say it sounds like a date. It's a fucking burger. I don't get why you keep trying to push the romantic shit on things we do. One day I'm not going to ask you to do things because of it. Dates don't have to be romantic. They can be completely casual. Good, because there's nothing romantic about tonight. I agree. But it doesn't change the fact that it's a date. Don't go anywhere. Quinn, it was a joke. I know. Wipe that grin off before I get back. Do you know why I'm here? I'm guessing you didn't come for another soda can. Fuck your soda cans. Sir, did you pay for that? Yeah, it's my refill. You made me delete it. I'm sorry, you have a good evening. Yeah, don't mention it. Stop pushing, you already got what you wanted. Excuse me, are you done? Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to ever see you again. You called me, bitch. Go back to your career. I didn't realize junkies could have one. Who was that? None of your business. Why were you fighting? Didn't I just say it's none of your business? What was that about the soda can? Oh my fucking god. Come on, share stuff with me. Maybe I can help you with it. I don't need your fucking help with it. I don't have to share anything with you. Alright, I think I'm gonna head back. What? Not yet. Don't sweat it. You can stay as long as you want. Grim, wait. For what? Are you seriously leaving? Why don't you trust me with things? I trust you. No, you don't. Despite everything we've done together, you still don't let me in on things. I love hanging out with you and the sex we have is fucking amazing. But I don't know who you are, and that bothers me. You're a closed book. I've told you things about me. Barely. Remember broccoli? Yeah, and I also remember meeting you at night in the rain all bloody and you not telling me why. And now this, something I witnessed with my own eyes that you refused to talk about. So I have to tell you everything? You gotta know every single detail about me? I'm not allowed to have some fucking privacy? When did I say that? I'm not asking for a lot here, I'm asking for a little. You don't know what you're asking for, so shut the hell up. Wow, I don't have to take this. As soon as the rain slows down, I'm leaving. Nah, she's gonna pull that shit now. And of course it's gonna work. I got mugged. That night you helped me with the bloody nose. Someone jumped me and stole all my cash. You got mugged? Why didn't you say something? Because it wouldn't have mattered. Of course it would. We could have gone to the police. This is why I can't tell you shit. What? I couldn't go to the police because the money comes from... It's drug money, okay? Oh. Where do you think Tommy gets his weed from? I hadn't thought a lot about it, but I heard he bought from Vinny. That's not how it has been. Are you selling drugs to him? Him and others. That girl you fought with too? I used to, but it's more complicated than that. Don't think that I don't want you to know things about me. That's how it feels like at all times. Like you're scared to tell me the truth. Maybe I am scared. Scared to tell the truth? Scared that you'll be scared of me. Smack. They're going into a deep relationship. I'm definitely on the Quinn path. It stopped raining. Still want to leave? Yeah, let's go. Won't you freeze without that soft top? Not more than I will from camping in November. This is the way to ride, babe. Oh, shit. She's got a nice car. He's trying to do some animated scenes. Oh. Where to? I'll tell you when to turn. Keep going straight ahead. And where are we going? To my dad's old place. Uncle Buddy lives there now. Oh, to your uncle then. Not by blood. I grew up around him. He was Dad's best friend before he died. You mentioned your dad before, but I didn't know he was dead. Well, he is. I'm sorry to hear that. I get the drugs from Buddy. I sell them. I return the money and I keep a share. And someone mugged you for it? Yeah. It doesn't sound safe. And that's why you really asked me to come tonight. Can't there be more reasons than one? I don't like being used like that. And if you told me that was the reason from the start... Yeah, I know. Let me see, hold on. Can't there be more reasons than one? I still would have come. I'm not that scared. And it would have felt better to be prepared for it. Left turn at the next intersection. Wait for me here, okay? I'm not going anywhere. It's kind of crazy that she's doing this. Maybe it's stupid of me to agree to help her out with it. But I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just tagging along. Her telling me about this, it explains a lot. Whistles. Aha! Dog knows what the whistle is. Oh, shit. Rusty's car is so sweet. I can't believe you get to borrow it. Question is, what the hell are you doing here? Is Quinn here? I knew it. She left her dog outside, tied to a pole, as she should. Here's your cut. What's your next order? The same as last time. No, wait. Fluoxetine, can you get it? How much? At least 20 pills. Start with some blisters. What else? Shrooms. A party's worth for like 5 to 10 people. Holy shit, they're gonna do shrooms. Should I get a pen? No, that's all. I gotta say, you've been staying busy. Meh. No, not meh. You've scored more customers. I'm not used to giving you this much money for 2 weeks of hustling. Is that a problem? Why are you running defense? Because it doesn't sound like a compliment. It sounds like you're fishing for something. I've got a few new customers. It wasn't a problem in the past. Why is it a problem now? Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Your daddy would have been proud. What did you tell her? Bitch is moody tonight. She needs a fucking tampon. You're not supposed to be here until Sunday. Chill, I'm not presenting. You're not hanging out either. What do you want? I'm here to talk. Then talk. I lost some customers. Cops or OD? Another dealer. I'm listening. How much do you trust her? Quinn? Yeah. She's my extended family. Yeah? Is that why Mick's watching her? What do you think you know about Mick? That he's not as covert as you think he is. Like I said, Quinn's my extended family. And I trust her as much as I trust my own mother. Which is nothing. But I owe it to Rox. There's no way around it. Notice any increase in her orders lately? What exactly do you know? Do you want me to park back here? Then this spot is perfect. For what? Oh! Whip it out for me. We're gonna do this in an alley? Are you scared? No, but I'm surprised. I thought you were taking me to some other place you had to go. I figured since we're done for tonight, we could end it in the way we do it best. Oh God, you're dirty. And you love it. What's wrong? Never done it in an alley before? No, and neither in a sports car. Let's pop those cherries then. The driver's seat reclines for this reason. Rusty's gonna kill me. Haha, you'll be fine. Don't shoot your load on the leather seats and he won't even know he did this. Fuck! Ugh! Get in there. All the way in there. You're so fucking naughty, you little slut. Yes, I'm a slut. You're a little fuck slut. Ride me, Quinn. You like it dirty, don't you? I fucking love it dirty. Uh-huh. Called it. Shove that dick inside of me, pervert. Don't you dare hold back on me. There we go, missionary. This, ladies and gentlemen, is called the missionary position. Put it in my ass, moans. You'll have to imagine it. That's a cowgirl. Ride 'em, cowgirl. Come. Facial on ass, a cream pie. Let's see. Right on the, how about on the ass? You haven't done the ass. Let's do the ass. Boom, on the ass it is. Sir Mix-a-Lot would be proud. This was wild. Sure was fun, babe. We should do this more often. Hard. That's a sneeze. I haven't had one of those in a while. I would have done it earlier with you if I knew you were up for it. We fucked on a rooftop. Wasn't that enough for you to know? Yeah, but you were high. Didn't think you had this in you sober. You're a kinky fucker, aren't you? Says you. Okay, just a few more minutes. Feels nice to catch up on some sleep. I love these study days. No classes, just my conscience telling me how much I should study. Free roam! Okay, so this is where we fucking stop. Why? Because it's a free roam event. I'm not going into a fucking free roam. That's an hour-long event. So we can catch up with that next year, when Being a Dick Episode 10 continues. If you can't wait, you can play it right now. Patreon. I think it's even gone down in price now. So if you want to get Episode 10 right the fuck now, you can get it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with another great episode of Being a Dick. Stay tuned.